Embodying the goddess, Shakti, divine feminine. So it's important to remember that when we're talking about embodying the goddess, the divine feminine, Shakti, this is not gender specific and applies to both male and female. We all have masculine and feminine energies. Our masculine is our active, assertive side. Our feminine is our nurturing, intuitive energy. Shakti in Sanskrit means power and refers to the power of the Godhead to create. So our Shakti is our deepest creative self, the part that creates ourselves and the universe around us. This is why it is so important to recognize and empower this part. In Hindu mythology, without Shakti, nothing in this universe would happen. She stimulates Shiva, which is consciousness, and in turn the universe is created. We are not just physical creatures. We are emotional and spiritual. When we speak of Shakti, we speak of soul essence. This essence is called Qing in China, Anima by the Christian Gnostics, and Shekinah in the Jewish Kabbalah. Our divine feminine nature nurtures, loves, accepts, creates, and heals. Without Shakti, we could not even move or lift a finger. Shakti is needed for everything and anything. Honoring the divine feminine, the creative aspect of our cosmic divine mother, forms the very essence of life itself. Shakti is not passive, yet dynamic and constantly creating and transforming. The divine feminine is a powerful, autonomous force. Increasing our understanding of this divine feminine nature at the core of the universe strengthens our embodiment, reflecting strength, creativity, and wisdom. Understanding this philosophy takes us deeper into life at its core, the very nature of reality, and the source of life. The myriad forms of nature are the expression of the divine feminine, our cosmic mother. Embodying the goddess, Shakti, the divine feminine, to connect us deeper to the most intrinsic part of our very selves, our very essence, our very souls.